This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, welcome, friends, lovers, and personal psychics. It is the Sunday morning wake-up call. We are slowly overtaking the state of Virginia. Keep on listening, no matter what county you are from. 979-0919 is our phone number, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you're outside of the local Charlottesville area and need to use the toll-free line, because everyone will hopefully be using it a lot today to speak with my friend and friend of the program, Lee Channing. Lee, how are you?
I'm just fine, Rick. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It's always nice to have you here. And, you know, not to make your head grow large or build up your ego, but you generally light up the phone lines when you're here, which is another good reason to have you on.
Wonderful. People always have questions. So.
They do have questions. For those of you who don't listen every time Lee's on the air. I usually have Lee at least once, if not twice a year. Lee is an intuitive analyst for some people. Prefer the word psychic. Lee prefers the word intuitive analyst or the phrase. The difference between the two, Lee?
You know, it's really not any different. Some people will tell you that a psychic tends to make more predictions. You know, a psychic will tell you the future, where an intuitive analyst, an intuitive consultant works more with just reading energy, looking at who you are, where you are, and giving you suggestions on how to change your energy so that you can make better decisions.
Now, for those, again, who haven't been listening in previous visits of you, tell us how you got this ability and when did you know that you had it, and what makes you sort of the expert to be in the studio today?
Well, it's nice to be called an expert. Thank you very much. I've done it for a lot of years, probably about 30 now. But I think it's something that truly is a genetic propensity. But when I was a child, I seemed to know how people were, when they were coming to visit, if the animals were ill and needed attention. I really ignored that until my early 20s when I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes. They were very frightening and very upsetting, so I had to do some research. I ended up working with a wonderful parapsychologist and figured out that I was clairvoyant, which means you see things sort of as they're happening. And I learned to work with this ability to read energy, to offer intuitive suggestions, to really work with guiding individuals a very long time ago. So I really feel blessed. I have a wonderful practice, and I work with people from all over the world.
I'm a firm believer that a variety of folks have psychic abilities.
Absolutely.
In fact, I believe that everyone has that ability. It's just that some people tend to put theirs in the back of their mind. They diminish them or overlook them.
Absolutely.
I just don't believe that calling the 1-800 number, other than ours, of course, by the way, calling that's not even a 1-800 number. Calling the $4.99 a minute number,
right,
is the place where you find that person.
Right. Rarely. Now, I have heard, I know many people who have tried these numbers. They don't seem to be as prevalent right now as they were a few years ago, but they're still out there. And, you know, sometimes you hit the one lucky person that you need to talk to. But I would say most of the time, you're not going to get your money's worth, and it's really not worth your energy. It's much better to go to your local health directory or word of mouth to find someone that really is professional and reputable.
And by the way, phone lines, we'll start taking calls right now if you have questions.
Sure.
For Lee Channing. Explain to people how this works over the phone. I mean, because for a lot of people, you know, you have to read the handwriting, you have to read the palm,
right,
you know, lines, you have to have a tarot card set. How does it work if I just call in?
Well, that's interesting, because when I started doing personal readings many, many years ago, I had to have you in the room with me And I would hold an item of yours. I would do psychometry. I would hold your watch or your ring or your glasses, something so that I could really focus. I could really tune in. But I found that as the years passed, it evolved to, well, I don't need to hold your item anymore. And then, you know, gosh, I can pick up your energy over the phone. Then I realized I could do it by letter. I did a column for many years called The Seville Psychic, and I still have a intuitive advice column on my website. And I realized that all I have to do is just really tune into your energy, whether you're there or not, as long as I have your permission. If people call in, I won't tune into somebody else other than how it affects them. But anytime I have your permission, I do it via email. A lot of times with people, say, in Australia or, you know, in New Zealand, I'll do it, I'll make a tape and mail them the tape so they don't have to be there. As long as I have your permission to use your name, which doesn't even have to be your real name, just something to get a picture of the energy, which is interesting. But, yeah, I don't need that. I'm able to pick up your energy by the telephone, fax, anything now. And that's really made my work easier for me, because then I don't have to be there in person.
All right, 11:06 on the Wake Up Call as we talk with Lee Channing, our local intuitive analyst in the studio today. Feel free to dial up 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Lee's here for our, I don't know, use makes it sound like we're taking advantage of you, but Lee has volunteered to come in today. So she will answer your questions and then do her best to point you down the right path. Let's take a moment to thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support today. They're at the corner of Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville. Blue Ridge provides custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items such as bumper stickers, water bottles, and travel mugs for schools, organizations, and businesses. Blue Ridge Graphics can be reached at 434-296-9746. 296-9746. That's Blue Ridge Graphics. All right, Michael's out there ready to patch people through. So let's, we always end up doing this to give people an idea of how your abilities come through. Now, you said I can't ask you about somebody else. I can't ask you, like, how my sister's doing, because you don't have her permission to.
Right. Other than if you want to say, how is my relationship with my sister, then I can tune into your sister and say, you know, your sister has great respect for you. She understands you. If you're in a relationship with someone, I'm happy to touch their energy. I just don't go deeply into their particular issues.
All right. Well, and one of the things that, again, throughout the program today, we'll touch on a few bits and pieces I have, and I'll toss out some ideas for folks who aren't sure exactly how this works. Change in seasons has a big effect on people. You specialize, I guess is the right word, on colors and how colors affect people in life.
Yeah, I started doing that about a dozen years ago, and it has been one of the most valuable tools for growth that I have found in all my years of doing this, because it's simple, it's straightforward. Everyone is affected by the color in their colors in their lives, and it's very important to make your environment as color friendly as possible. If you have a room in your home painted a color that's not suitable for your energy, you'll be very uncomfortable in that room. If you wear clothes of certain colors that aren't suitable for your energy, and you can figure it out on your own. You can come to me for a reading. I will tell you which colors are most active in your energy, but you can usually figure it out on your own. What colors do you like at this point in your life? We change energy patterns every 2 to 3 years, so it's important to realize that you may want to switch the colors in your environment every few years to sort of keep up with your own personal growth.
Well, I'm going to make myself the opening guinea pig, like
you do.
I often
always
do.
You do.
I always do, as much because I want to take advantage of having you here as to show people how it works.
Right.
All right, and we seem to always start with my shirt.
The color of your shirt, absolutely.
Right. And in the past, I've gotten both a lot of praise for wearing the color that fit me, or the fact that it was bright or something. I've gotten hammered for wearing old faded shirts here to the station on some
Sundays. I think there was an old faded green one, if I remember.
Yes.
So.
And, you know, it's difficult to not come in here on Sundays and think, oh, Lee's going to be there. What am I going to wear today? seriously. But today I really didn't. Today it was more about the weather. So I have on a black and white, what is this? It's not really a houndstooth shirt, but it's a small checkered, very small checks.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to me, anyway, to be in good shape. It's not old. It's not faded. It's not worn, really, anywhere in particular. So what's the feedback on that? How does that affect me?
You look very handsome this morning.
Well, thank
you. The first thing I said was, oh, look, you have a dressy shirt on. It's got buttons, and you don't have a tie, but it's a dressy shirt. It's dressier.
All the chicks out there should be checking that out.
That's right. They're going to be waiting in the parking lot. No, it's the kind of shirt that says, you know, it was a little cool this morning. Okay, we can blame it on the weather. But I think it also says I'm feeling like I need to be professional today. And I think you always are on the radio show. But I think it's a more professional look. It's a little bit crisper is probably a good word. And I don't mean the texture of the shirt as much as the color of the shirt. You know, it's nonchalant. It doesn't have a lot of color. But it just says professional. It says clear-minded. It says I want to, you know, want to keep things straight. I want the buttons on straight. They are buttoned straight. So it's just a matter, I think, of today, even though it may have been just the shirt you picked up, I think today you will be, particularly this morning, very clear-minded, and a little more crisp in your energy, probably.
But really, I wore it because of the weather.
Right.
Does that change anything?
Does that have any effect on
on what goes on?
Not really, no. Because, yes, we have to respond to the weather. But all of your clothes need to be the texture, the color, and feel the way you'd like for them to at any weather. So, you know, just because you need winter coats and winter clothes, you still need them to be the color and the texture that feels most comfortable to you. So, you know, you may have worn it mainly because of the weather, but you're getting the benefit of the color. That shirt has very little downside to it. You know, it doesn't bring out too many emotions. It's more of a crisp, professional look for you.
All right, so we're talking with Lee Channing here. Feel free to dial us up, 970-979-0919, 1-877-967-6762. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS for toll-free folks, 979-0919 for the more local folks. Lee, talk for a minute about your website and how people can also reach you through that.
Sure, that'll be great. The website is www.spiritsevolving.com. And on the website, you can send me a written question. If you like, I answer each and every one of them as of this point. There's an animal healing circle where you can add your animal if it needs extra support for some reason. I have a lot of visualizations, different things on the website that are all free, all for personal growth. You can also request a copy of my monthly newsletter, Speaking Spiritually, that sort of gives the intuitive forecast for the month. So the website is, you know, it's wonderfully active, and please feel free to visit. The phone numbers, etc., are on the website as well.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hi, Ann.
Can you tell whose voice that is?
Hello, Ann.
She's
getting close. She must be psychic.
No, because I can barely hear her.
Oh, that's Lee. That's Lee Channing.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Ann. I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, good. Oh, now Wayne's turned down the golf channel, so now I can hear you better.
Oh, me or golf? Okay.
The golf channel.
Well,
oh my God! I didn't really know people actually watched that.
Well, he's actually watching whatever channel it's on. It was the Ryder Cup.
Oh, okay. That's different. That's actually a particular sport, not like a channel devoted entirely to one topic at hand.
Exactly.
That's right. Tell him it's okay.
I'm calling you because Lee's here, and we're trying to drum up the first phone call of the day. We were talking about me and what shirt I was wearing.
Oh.
And I actually got some praise this time. She didn't tell me I needed to go buy a new wardrobe like in years past.
You'd be very proud of him this morning. He looks very neat.
What shirt are you wearing?
I don't even know. Nothing. I think I bought this myself, by the way.
Yeah, it's sort of a little black and white check, you know, a little black and white check button up, you know, with a nice collar. You could wear a tie with it. He doesn't have a tie on, but he looks very professional and very crisp this morning.
Well, very cool, because I just put on a black and white shirt myself.
Well, see, you're matching this morning.
It's my connection to my mother.
It's your mother's fault you wore that shirt, see?
Yes, well. So, Mom, we're calling to see if you have any questions for Lee to show the other listeners how things might work.
A question for Lee to show the other listeners how things might work.
Yeah, you know, what kind of questions? I'm sure that you've been meaning to call Lee for quite some time now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So ask a question that you don't mind the public hearing.
Okay.
Don't be asking them anything about me, please.
Oh, go ahead.
Shoot.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's a question for Lee. A grandchild who's who has never been in institutionalized daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Who went last year to public kindergarten. That was his first experience, and it was all day. His first experience at having to be in a group setting, be still, be quiet, listen to the teacher, that kind of thing.
Right.
He had a little problem last year with behavior. This year, he started out the year already with a little problem with behavior. He went to the principal's office like the first week. Nothing really major. In the bathroom, put his hand up under the faucet, got another little boy's shirt soaking wet. But for the teacher, that was like the last straw.
Right, right.
Okay, are there some, like, colors that we could surround him with that might help him better adapt to this kind of situation, which is fairly new for him?
Right, absolutely. Wonderful question. I've got a 3-year-old granddaughter, and we're sending her to Montessori school, and she's staying for the first time until 3, taking a little rest there. And so we've been monitoring her energy, and she's doing quite well. But you really, with a child, it's so important that you do pay attention to it. The teachers are telling you the truth usually, and it's really important to pay attention. Your grandson he's such a free spirit. You know, he's very bright and has a lot of curiosity, doesn't really like getting in trouble, but he really doesn't mind it a lot either. For him, it's just sort of following the natural energy flow. You can't change the colors at the school, which are usually invigorating to a child. They're supposed to be. They're supposed to stimulate their learning. But when he's not at school, and the colors that he can wear to school really can be or need to be things that are very gentle. You don't want him wearing a lot of bright red or bright orange or bright yellow. Try to buy him clothes that are much calmer in color. You know, the sort of blue reds, the darker colors, the colors that when you look at them, you feel they're very calming. He doesn't even need light colors. He just needs colors that aren't really bright. You don't have to go with light colors like whites or pinks or those kind of colors. But I would think darker blues, darker burgundies, maybe really dark green, but really dark green. You don't want too much bright green because that's a very emotionally stimulating color. But I think that would be wonderful. Everything, his jacket, you know, his socks, all of his clothes, if they can be as calm as possible. Kids don't always want the calm clothes. They want the bright clothes with Spider-Man on them or whatever. But whenever you can work around that, or whenever, you know, his parents can work around that, really try to think about calm colors, and really, for him, very grounding colors, the very dark reds, the very dark blues. You know, it's hard to go with oranges and yellows and things and make them dark enough, you know, make them relaxing enough.
Right.
But I also think his energy wants things to slow down a little bit. He goes too fast sometimes. So if everybody around him, particularly at home, because you really can't expect too much of the school system because they have so many people to watch over, but, you know, move things very slowly. When you talk to him about, you know, it's not a good idea to put your hand under the water and get the child's shirt wet, talk very slowly and carefully so that he almost is forced to slow down and pay attention. I think that'll make a difference.
Okay. Thank you very much.
What a wonderful
much.
Question, Anne. It's nice to talk to you.
Absolutely correctly.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mom. We got a call waiting, so you've
okay.
done your done multiple work here.
All right.
Bye, Anne. Have a good day.
Bye.
Love you. All right. Good start.
She's a wonderful lady.
And she is a wonderful
lady. I have met your mother several occasions, and she's wonderful.
Caller, did you hang on?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much for being patient. But, you know, it's always tough to hang up on your mom. We have a caller here online too. Question for Lee.
Yeah, I've just been feeling really frustrated lately with just everything that I've been doing, and I've been wondering if I'm spending my energy on the right person and on the right avenues as far as school goes. Because I feel like I'm spending my wheels in the relationship that I'm in right now.
Right. I think you're doing a couple of things that are sort of detrimental to your energy. Number one, you're living a lot sort of in your solar plexus, sort of in the gut, you know, really in that yellow, quote, yellow energy center. And that means that you are going to remain frustrated because you're trying to think a lot. You're trying to analyze, sometimes maybe even overanalyze what's going on in your life and where to go. You've really got to break things down a little bit more. You've got to put your school information in one box and your personal information here and your relationship information there. The relationship is not particularly supportive. If I were in your energy at the moment, I think I would back away from the relationship at least temporarily and let things settle a little bit. I think the frustration is not just on your side. I think this is sort of a mutual relationship issue where the relationship is just not settling in. It's like you're going down a bumpy road, you know, have the tires on the car continuously or sort of falling in these little holes. It may not be a big hole, but there are lots of little things that are really upsetting the relationship. So if you can, slow everything down, back up a little bit, give yourself some more time to analyze things, but analyze them very gently and calmly and break them down so that your relationship is not affecting your school decisions and vice versa. I think it's really important for you. You're very bright. You have lots of emotions, lots of energy, lots to share. So you have you're a very powerful energy. You have lots to work with. But sometimes you'll get in your own way when you have a lot of energy. So sometimes if you can slow it down, look at it carefully, and sort of back up from everything, I'd say for weeks, not days, but, you know, give yourself a month or 6 weeks to really back away. See how the relationship feels at the end of that time and see if you can make some good decisions. You see things clearly. Your frustration is sort of putting a cloud around it. So I think that's what's going to happen. But, you know, just remember that you do have, you know, you're very bright and you're very aware and you've got a lot to work with, but you need to slow everything down, back away from everything, and don't be afraid to do that. You're not a fearful person, so you've got to make sure you don't think, well, if I do that, am I making a mistake? Oh, gosh, am I going to do this? Don't let yourself do that. Just be very matter-of-fact, very gentle with yourself and say, here are some decisions I have to make so that you can separate these energies. They're sort of all a little bit too mixed together right now.
All right. So would you recommend, like, just cutting them off for a couple of weeks or just not being so obsessive about everything?
Well, yes and yes. I think I would say, you know, I need some space and some time. I hate people that say, I need some space. You hear that on, you know, every soap opera around. But you do need some space. And I think if this person can be understanding and you can say, I need some space, I need some time, I need some energy of my very own without you affecting it, either the person will understand or not. And if there's no understanding, you don't need that relationship.
All right.
So I'd be very straightforward with it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, caller.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
All right. And I see the other phone line. Other phone lines are lighting up. So hang tight. A little business.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, let me tell you, the Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and showers likely this afternoon. Highs today, 75 to 80, mostly cloudy with a chance of more thunderstorms and showers tonight. Lows, 50 to 55, then partly cloudy again tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Right now, it's clear in most places in our listening area, 78 in the Valley, 75 in Lynchburg, 79 here in Charlottesville, and a warm 83 down in Richmond. But be careful, it's going to rain this afternoon. That's my psychic prediction. We do want to thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support today. For campus, town, or mountain trails, you can choose from brands like Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, and the North Face for outerwear and over 170 styles of footwear. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. You can find them at Wintergreen and in Richmond. Plus, look for them at brms.com. And don't forget, I believe it starts tomorrow, the fundraiser. Well, we want to thank all kinds of listeners from past fundraisers like Gene McCusker, Barbara Norton, Roy Huta, who supported us in the spring fund drive. And we also want to thank program underwriters like New Dominion Bookshop and Cardinal Point Vineyard. But you know what? It all starts fresh tomorrow, so stay tuned. And next week, this program will have all kinds of cool stuff. So start flexing those checkbooks, boys and girls. All right, Lee's back, our local intuitive analyst. And we have another local phone call. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Question for Lee?
Yes. I have a daughter-in-law that's been going through a lot of medical problems for the last 3 months. The doctors want to say it's panic and depression and all this kind of stuff. She's had surgery, which did not make her feel a whole lot better. And I'm wondering just what this is all about.
Oh, that's a good question. I will, since you ask and it's about her, I will certainly tune into her energy because I think that you can help. I think there's some things that you can do. My sense of her energy is that it's really, it's been pushed down so far. Some of that can be depression, of course, but just in general, her energy is very depleted. It's very low. And I think that what you can do is to create some energetic healing for her. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to have any special technique or special tools, but she's so depleted on energy that she needs a refill. And everybody around her can do that by doing a couple of things. Number one, respect her, whatever she says or does, no matter what the cause is, it's real to her. I think her issues are something that she has to work with, and she will. But create an exercise where you send her healing energy. You can see it as, putting gas in her tank. You can see it as putting her in a balloon of a pink healing color and just sort of seeing her float in that balloon. I think she needs a lot of energy input. And truly, it's as good as a lot of pills that you take just to get extra energy. She doesn't need as much rest as you may think. A lot of people, when they're really down, they think they need a lot of rest. She actually needs to move around and feel like her energy is in movement all the time. So if she can walk a little bit, whatever she can do that you can encourage, I'm aiming this through your energy. So if you can encourage her to have a little bit more movement, to make sure that she doesn't just sit, that she needs to move around, and she really needs a lot of energy. You don't have to say anything to do that. In fact, she doesn't need to talk about it a lot, would be my guess. But I think if you can just send her extra energy, see if you can encourage her to move around, that's about all you can do. The rest will be up to her.
What about all the numerous pills that the doctors have put her on? She's so upset because every time she goes to see a doctor, they just add another pill.
Right.
And she says,
right. Well, I'm not a quote medical intuitive per se, but I pick up her energy quite well. I would say she needs to go back to the doctors and say, let's start taking these pills out and see what happens instead of putting them in. My sense of her energy is that she's overwhelmed with all these pills, and they're really not all necessary. Now, I can't tell you which ones, because I don't go into the medical issues that deeply, but I think I would, encourage her to go back and say, let's erase some of these. Let's go backwards. Let's try taking some out and see what happens, because it's very easy to get over-medicated. And she's certainly, if she's not already, she's right on the edge.
I totally agree with you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're very
much.
Welcome. I hope she'll get better soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye.
Calling.
All right, 11:29 here on the Wake Up Call. Here's your opportunity to dial up and ask Lee Channing your question. Lee, we talked about it for a minute. Relationships was our first caller, and a little medical question. Although it's not your specialty, mm-hmm. you can work a little bit with people. And I guess it sounds like mostly how any illness or physical pain is hurting someone mentally or emotionally more than what can I do to fix it and make it go away?
Right, right. A lot of people, if you want to call a medical intuitive, I know several medical intuitives. One is not practicing anymore. The other one is really very good. But a medical intuitive does basically your body. They will say, oh, your urinary tract is stopped up here, or, you know, you need to add more herbs to your stomach. You know, they will do your individual body systems. They actually go through the physical body. I've never really enjoyed just working with a physical body, but the good thing about doing energy work is that body, mind, and spirit are all connected. So many times I will pick up, you know, hello, you better go get your kidneys checked because that part of your energy looks so out of balance to me. It looks so dark. So there's no way you don't do medical work when you are a professional intuitive. It's just I don't do just body readings. You know, I really just don't seem to enjoy that very much. So
now, by the way, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks for the toll-free folks. That last call was on the toll-free line. So people out in the vast reaches of Virginia are listening indeed. 1-877 WNRN Rocks, 979-0919. Now, well, you've never walked up to me and said, you know, you need to do something about that. So is that because that's not how, you know, if you were to see someone, if you were just passing them on the street or a friend of yours who you saw with a fairly concerning medical issue, would you do that? Or is that like reading someone who hasn't given you permission?
Well, that's a complicated question, but also a very good question. If it was important enough for me to get a very clear picture, I would certainly tell the person involved. I must admit I have never walked up to a stranger. I dislike psychics who go to dinner parties and walk up and go, hey, you, let me tell you, you need to work on your right foot. You need to work on your relationship issues. You need to work on your anger. You know, I just don't do that. But if I get something that's important, I would have to share it. I don't ask for that information. That's probably why I don't get it. I didn't ask about your physical health before I came today. Now, you know, Well, no, because I think, number one, I tell you to take good care of yourself, absolutely. But you don't need to do that.
I ignore that from most people.
Yeah, right. Most people do. You know, I tell people, you know, stop smoking. Come on, you don't need to smoke. But if you say it the second time, you lose a connection with that person. So it's much more about spiritual growth. Get yourself healthier. Take better care of yourself. Do I think you should smoke? No, but I'm not going to make some big issue out of it. You know, I may mention it once.
By the way, if my mom went to the computer to listen to the show on WNRN.RLC.net, I don't smoke.
Good. And I've never seen you smoke. I'll admit that. I've never seen you smoke or drink or do anything bad.
Well, I won't admit to not doing the rest of those, but we got Scott online, too. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Scott.
All right. My question was, I've been on a spiritual journey for about 4 years where I've done a lot of in-depth investigation into my past, and I just kind of want to know where my energy is now, like today.
Okay. Have you worked with past life regressions?
Pardon me, I couldn't hear you.
Past life regressions, have you done anything with that?
No, I did, like, this life regressions, like, more like a moral inventory.
Right, right, good. Now, I think a couple of things in your energy is important to, it's important to remember two things. Number one, you have a lot of spiritual base, you have a lot of determination. Number two, your mind really wants to be involved. What you have to do is let your mind be involved, but then turn it down so that your energy, your intuitive self, can come through and get a good picture of what's going on, too, because you've got the knowledge, you've got the information. So you want to slow down a little bit on getting more information and let it absorb a little bit. Just take, you know, good care of yourself. Make sure that you find a quiet time every day. Make sure that you accept who you are in this life. And I think you're well on your way to doing that. You have done a lot of work. So I want you to get that work out of your mind and sort of into your spirit, into your heart. It's already doing it. Just let it happen a little bit more so you probably don't need a lot of this life information. I would say 6 months, a year down the road, you may want to do some past life information. I would get a reputable hypnotherapist, do a little past life work just for your own curiosity. It's a spiritual adventure. You'll find it fun because your energy likes to be stimulated and aware. So I think you've done a great job, and you should be very proud of yourself. But I think you need to let things sort of sink in. You've got all the information on the outside of the sponge. Let it all sink in. Really try to enjoy your life. Don't think about, you know, don't think too much about things. And be ready to do some past life work, because I think that's sort of the next step for you.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Scott. All right. Be like Scott. Dial up 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Talk to Lee Channing, our local intuitive analyst. Let me thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries for allowing us to be on the air today. Siva Reader's Choice, rated by Zagat Restaurant Survey for 4 years running. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open until 10, Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. They're in the Hollymead Town Center and now on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. Also on the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's F-I-V-E-guys.com. All right, Lee. You know, we were talking about topics that you handle or are comfortable with, relationships, a little bit about medical stuff. Careers. No one's called in with a career question yet.
True. And that's extremely important. I mean, most of us spend, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day doing our, quote, work, whatever that may be. And it's really extremely important. I won't get you in trouble, but I have an internet radio show that I'm going to go ahead and plug. Rick's in trouble now. It's on Fridays on Seventh Wave Network, but I do it every Friday. And the last three shows I've done on relationships. And so many times, relationships sort of go into your career because you have met the person at work or you bring your work home and your career affects your relationships.
So answer this question really quickly for me, because I see we got a caller coming in.
Okay.
The first caller asked about relationship, but what if the relationship goes, you know, also works with school because you see that person at school all the time, or you take classes with that person or at work? Because you have to, it's not just that you see them outside in a social life or at home if you're living together, but also because you have to deal with them at work and possibly in a non-peer relationship.
Right. Believe it or not, work relationships can cause you more anguish on occasion than personal relationships do, because you spend 8 hours a day with the boss, you know, sometimes more than that, or your coworkers. And that's extremely important, because when you go home and you have dinner and you may get 4 or 5 hours with your mate, your friends, whomever it may be, you've usually spent more hours per day with these work relationships. So it's so important that you take care of them, that you do whatever you can do to make sure these relationships are healthy and you can change them. I'll briefly tell you, I had a woman call in that said, oh, she just had to, her boss was terrible and awful, and I gave her some exercises to use before she went to work and some energy visualizations to do with her desk. And she called me 3 weeks later and said her boss was a new man. No, he was the same man. She had created better energy for herself, so she wasn't being as affected.
I want to come back to this. Okay. We got to call her because I got the hots for one of my vendors, and I want to know what I should do with that.
Oh, good.
But we have Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, how are you, Rick?
I'm great. Question for Lee.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes. Hi, I'm a small, what we would call a sole proprietor contractor, and I was just curious as to if there was any kind of insight as to how I could make it to the next level, get a little bit bigger and more successful, being that every time I work an employee or try to have a employee kind of thing, it usually doesn't work out with much success.
Right.
I was kind of wondering what if you had any advice on that.
Well, I would hire you. I don't know what you do, but I would hire you in a moment. So I'll just say that
you
out there.
You can feel that from his...
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's a hard worker. He's honest, straightforward. I think the reason you're having a problem is that you read energy, Jerry. You pick up energy very well. You may not admit it. You may not even realize it at the moment, but you do. And I think what's happened is that you haven't found the right people to hire. You haven't found the right people to work with you. And I think you're going to have to sort of step outside the normal circle. Maybe you need to pay somebody a little bit more. Maybe you need to sort of go to another city if you have to. I mean, another county, whatever it may be, to find people to work for you. Because my sense of your business is that it's ready to go. It's ready to grow. It's ready to change. And I don't think there should be any issue with that. So I would say keep looking, find the right person. Your business is absolutely going to grow. Just keep putting all your good energy into it, and you won't have any questions. I bet a year from now things will be totally different.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome,
Jerry.
Thank you.
All right.
What a wonderful business owner.
Oh, well, good deal. 11:39 here on the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing. Dial us up, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week it's the food and wine special, with staff members of The Hook visiting various local grocery stores to determine which is the least expensive and who offers the best customer service. There's a listing of our nearby wineries. Did you know there were 27 of them? Plus, on a different note, Lisa Province looks at the history of Hurricane Camille 37 years after the storm destroyed much of Nelson County and the people who lived there. The Hook, good with any food and all wines. And let's thank 45fix.com for their support today. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no-obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. By the way, this is probably illegal for community radio, but, you know, Jerry, you're always welcome to email me at home, or at my radio email address, which is the same thing, abstractme@AOL.com. You know, maybe we'll put you as a guest on the show one day for a proper topic. If you got something to donate for next week's fundraiser stuff, you know, there's all kinds of reasons to email me at home, abstractme@AOL.com. And it looks like Michael is bringing me another call. Does that say Shane? Shane out of Richmond. Hey, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Shane.
I just had a question. I've been on a spiritual awakening for about 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've just seemed to kind of hit a roadblock. I was just curious if you had any maybe insight on what my purpose may be.
I'm falling asleep again, huh, Shane?
Yeah.
No, you truly are on your spiritual awakening. That was meant to be funny there. No, I think that I think your energy, the people that are surrounding you at the moment are not really nurturing your growth. So you need to find some more people, some relationships. It can be just friends. It can be a meditation group. It can be a reading club, whatever it is. You need to find more people of like mind. You need to get more people around you that you can really talk to about your spiritual path, that understand, not people that pretend to understand. But I think that you've done so much work. You've sort of worked yourself down to the bare bones, and you really need to rebuild your energy a little bit at the moment. So I think if you can find the people that will stimulate you, find people that you can really talk to about things, I think that's going to make a huge difference. You know, I don't know what your career is or anything about the people that you work around, but people that are around you on a regular basis, make sure that you take responsibility for evaluating their energy, so that you know the people that are really healthy for you and the people that are not so healthy. It's not about judging people. It's about just evaluating kind of how the energy feels. I think you're probably good at that. So just, I would do that a little bit more right now. I think that's important.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I haven't really been hanging out with too many people lately.
Right.
So sometimes I do feel like I should hang out with more like-minded people.
Yeah, but make sure they're like-minded. And like-minded doesn't always mean the new age group, excuse me for saying it that way, but sometimes, you know, you need to find people that are in touch with reality. You need to be grounded. You're a very grounded person. Find people that are in touch with reality, but that have a spiritual interest. They don't have to be a guru, but, you know, someone who can sort of be part of your life and that you can find interesting. Even if it's just, you know, a casual group. I think most areas have sort of meditation groups and things that you go, and that's all. You don't have to interact with them other than that. Just sort of find some groups of people to be around. Your energy really needs it right now.
Well, thank you. That sounds very good.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we're moving on. Another caller for Lee Channing. Hey, caller.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you.
Well, then this should be a simple call.
Right. You need no help at all.
I was just wondering if Lee could give me some advice on how to better open myself up to, you know, find that right person, the guy.
I'm right here, baby.
There's Mr. Wright, just right here in the room with me, so.
All right, let's give the woman a more serious reply.
I know. That's such a frequently asked question, and one that's so important. You know, we have to give it a lot of energy because we are creatures of companionship. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's how we learn. So it's really very important. You have purposely held off a relationship. I don't know why. Doesn't matter. But you've said, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. It could be from past experience. It could be that your energy just didn't want to be involved with that. But I think you're shifting now, and you're going into a place where you're ready to invite more energy in. You're ready to, you're a very sharing person, and you're ready to share more with somebody else. So what I would do is I would just spend some extra time on a daily basis just practicing opening that door, literally. I mean, it's something that we have to do in our own energies to say, you know, sometimes you have your foot on the door and you need to move your foot and say, okay, I'm going to let the relationship in. The problem is usually you'll draw two or three at the same time. So what you want to say, if you really believe it's time, and I believe that it is, you have to be a little careful, move a little slowly and say, okay, here's the relationship. Let me go into it and sort of check it out. You don't want to go, because of your energy and the way it flows, you don't want to go into any relationship too quickly. I don't think it's going to be love at first sight. I think it's going to be, yeah, let me get to know this person and move slowly. But I think it's time. I don't like to make predictions, but I'd say certainly in the next few months, you should be bumping into more people that you're interested in and finding somebody that's more right for you.
Yeah, that not love at first sight sounds more and more like me.
Second sight.
Thank you so much for your advice.
Then you're welcome.
All right. I got another caller. Hang on, caller. So what's my problem?
What's your problem?
Yeah.
I think you're too busy sometimes for a relationship. Truly, you keep yourself so busy that, and that's not a bad thing, but you really are. You are very, very busy all the time. You're thinking, you're moving, you're doing things, you're working. You really haven't left enough space and time in there.
See, this is why I invite you on, is so that I can get free information.
I'll send you a bill.
All right. We got another caller. Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
I've got a question concerning, I was diagnosed with an illness about a year ago, and it has caused me a lot of anxiety, and I've developed an anxiety disorder as well as the illness.
Right.
And I've been on a spiritual path for quite a few years, but lately I've been finding this all very, very overwhelming, and I was just wondering if you had any sense of that and what my energy is right now and what I can do to improve it.
Sure, I'd be glad to check into it. I think you have done a lot of work. Your energy is very flat at the moment, and I mean that as what I'm seeing in my intuitive mind. It's a picture of...
Flat.
Okay. Most of our energies, it needs to be, it sort of bubbles. It goes up and down and moves and change. Yours is sort of moved into a flat space. Some of that may be some of the medication you're taking, but I think you need to be taking it.
Yeah.
Anxiety attacks are truly a disease. I have a friend who has to take medication on a regular basis. They are your body's response to certain energetic stimuli. So be very careful. You don't want it to negate those. They are important, and it's very serious. But I think what's happened is that you've allowed your energy to get too flat, and almost I want to say you're almost boring yourself, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but you need to find a lot more stimulation that's outside of your physical body and your physical needs.
I see.
So I would really find some stimulating books, do what you can with your physical body to get it moving. If you can take a class, if you can take yoga or Pilates, anything that you can do to move your body,
right.
I think is going to help you because your energy is just too stagnant. I want to see your energy moving more.
Anytime we've got
physical issues, that's important. But, you know, for you, it's very important.
Okay.
Just think of yourself as wanting to create bubbles, that effervescence of life.
Right.
And I think that'll make a huge difference for you. Really, just thinking it. Intention is a powerful healing tool.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, thank you very much.
I hope you get better soon. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll keep moving right along. 11:49 here on the Wake Up Call with local intuitive analyst Lee Channing. And a new caller. Hey there.
Are you waiting for me?
I am indeed. But
well, good morning. Thanks, Lee, for taking the call.
Hi.
I'm a person over 50. Okay. And I spend a lot of my energy in my life, career, helping other people. Now, at this point, I did study to do a career transition. And this past year it has not worked out, all that time, effort, money put into it. And my question is, around the career, should I still pursue that career or just branch off on a totally new direction? A, or B, not worry about working full-time, working part-time, and continue with that, and just trust that the income money will appear from somewhere, haha. Right, and spend more me time going off and doing things I'm interested in, and also help my parents. So a lot of different directions I could go in. I'm trying to go in all at once, kind of concurrently.
Right.
So some suggestions would be quite helpful.
Well, I think you've chosen some directions in your life that are spiritually fulfilling, but that aren't overall fulfilling. And I mean that body, mind, spirit, so that your mind and your body and your spirit are all interested at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think you've chosen spiritually interesting things, intellectually interesting things, and things that just felt right to you, you know, emotionally interesting things. But I think what you need to do, as far as we go back to the first question, I think you need something totally and completely different.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. Don't judge it. Don't judge where you've been, but look at where you are now. I would suggest words are important for you. So I would suggest writing things down. So I would say today, tomorrow, sometime in the near future, do it by hand, preferably. If not, do it on the computer, but write down the things, say, in the past year that you have been totally interested in, things that you've done, things that you've put your mind to, and decide to do none of those. Really, none of those. I think it's time for something totally outrageous in your life. It may be traveling.
You don't need to do any of the things I thought I should do.
No, absolutely none of them. Now, you may go back to them later, okay? That doesn't mean that this time has been wasted. You may go back a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and go, ah, this is what I want to do with my life. Right now, your energy needs a break. It needs stimulation, and it needs a break. I would suggest travel as much as you can. That's really good. You need to absorb different energy from different places. If you can't travel, watch the Travel Channel. Seriously, read a book. You know, read a book on Hawaii. You know, go to Australia. I just did a reading for a woman in Australia. Sounds like a great place. You know, whatever you can do to stimulate your energy at the risk of overstimulating it, and you really need that.
No, I get that way, and then I feel like I'm just used up too much energy.
Yeah, no, you won't.
In my wheels.
No, find a time every day, give yourself 10, 15 minutes every day to do an intention visualization where you say, hold on, I'm going to calm everything down, I'm in the right place at the right time, but really find brand new things to do. Your energy just can't do with whatever you've been doing, not right now anyway. You may well come back to it. It feels like this has not been wasted energy by any means. Mm. You've learned a lot. But I would really get out there and just think the word stimulation to really get yourself going.
Alrighty, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye. 11:52 here on the wake-up call. Only 8 minutes left. If you
that's
have
hard
questions,
to believe. Where does this hour go?
Well, you know, that's because you're having fun.
Absolutely. And wonderful people are calling in.
Wonderful people are calling in. And we got time for another couple people to call in, if you'd like. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free. We've a couple people use that, Richmond, et cetera. Lee, are some people easier to read than others?
You know, absolutely. I had never thought about that question before, but absolutely, some people are easier to read. And that's, I think, a couple of different readings. If people come to me who are very troubled, you know, they're very upset, they're very emotional, they may well be taking antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, it's hard to get through all that energy sometimes. So, you know, it takes me longer. So I would give you the same good information, but maybe less of it than somebody who walks in totally open, totally balanced. You know, so it really does make a difference. If you're in the midst, if you've had a relative die recently and you're going through that kind of transition, your energy is a little bit harder to get through. So, yes, it does make a difference. The thickness of the energy is probably a good way to describe it. It may be thin because you're not troubled, and it may be very thick because you are troubled.
All right. See, Michael's got a whole bunch of people calling right now, so we're going to do this without a name attached. Caller, how are you?
Is this me?
It is you.
All right. I saw a project, a potential project yesterday, and I was wondering if you could tell me whether or not it was worth getting involved with.
The project you saw yesterday, is it worth getting involved with? Yes. Yes. It needs care. It needs oversight is probably a good word to put it. So, yes, you need to sort of, you know, keep the magnifying glass on it, but I think it's absolutely worth taking the next step. You're welcome.
All right.
That was straightforward and quick.
That was straightforward and quick, which means we'll have time for a few others. I know that someone was calling. All the phone lines are set up now for the fundraiser starting tomorrow. So instead of, like, getting the busy signal, it just kicks over to the next line. And ring, 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 ring. And so while Michael, who's patching stuff through today, was talking to that last caller, one of the other lines kicked on, and then one of the other lines kicked on. So dial us up, 979-0919. That is available while we take the toll-free line. Hey, caller. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am.
Okay. I have a question that relates to time management.
Okay.
And I have been spending a great deal of time over the last couple of years working on various projects that are not related to my work. I'm wondering if this is the right time to break away from the work and go into that field, which I've put so much energy into.
I think you enjoy that field that you mentioned. Timing is a little iffy. I would say maybe a few months down the road. I think it's something that needs a little more planning before you step into it. But I think it's truly what you want to do, what you need to do. So in the long run, it'll work out. But I would say, yes, just step slowly. Don't rush into it. But I think timing is just about right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we got time for another call or two, the way things are moving here. And I see that there's two coming through, so callers, hang tight for just a second. I do want to let you know you are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And don't be going nowhere, because George Bell will be here for Les Temps Purdue in just a few moments, starting at noon, the best of 80s and 90s alternative. No Motley Crue, no Boys to Men, no Van Halen, but you will hear Sugar, Gary Newman, and The Shaman, and he likes requests, so dial up. Les Temps Purdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, only on WNRN. Caller, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Question for Lee.
I'm sorry?
We're ready to take your question.
I just was wondering what direction I should go in. I've got several directions I'd like to go, but I'm not sure which one to take.
Okay, that's a kind of a vague question, but I think what you should do is take the path that seems more complicated at the moment. I feel like that your energy is sort of debating on taking the complicated path or the simple one or the one that seems a little bit easier. But I think the best place for you to go is sort of into the space that feels a little complicated, you know, truly a little bit more confusing. I think it's going to clear once you get into it. So hopefully that will help.
All right, thanks so much. Michael's going to bring me something in a second because I can see somebody on the toll-free line.
Okay.
What about this woman that I have a crush on now?
Oh, yeah, we didn't get your crush.
I'll keep throwing out personal stuff the whole time when we're waiting.
We should do that. Personal crush.
I have a crush on this woman who is a vendor at my job.
Right, I like her very much. She's a hard worker. She's a good person. She's really not looking at a healthy relationship right now for some reason. Maybe she got out of one recently. So I would say keep the crush alive, but just be patient. Don't go into it yet.
Damn, it's always some problem.
Sorry.
Let's give out your website and phone number
Yeah, the local phone number, which is the best one to call, is 434-984-8550.
Do that one more time.
434-984-8550. And the website is www.spiritsevolving.com. And I'm easy to find.
Mr. George Bell is up next. He wants me to give out some personal information, like I haven't done that enough during the hour.
It's always fun to be here.
Yeah, what's my phone number? AbstractMe@AOL.com. Anyway, Lee, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always wonderful to be here.
And people can listen to you every Friday on the Internet?
Yep. I have an Internet radio show every Friday at noon Eastern Time, and it's on 7thWaveNetwork.com.
Is that 7th spelled out?
No, it's 7, the numeral. 7th. Mm-hmm, and you can also get to it through my website. You can, you know, the Motivox player is on there, so you just hook through. And it's live, call in, and it's replayed, and it's also archived, so they can listen to any of the shows.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
For coming in today. It's always on. Oh, one last question. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Next week it's a fundraiser here.
Absolutely. I will donate.
You'll donate.
As always.
A free half-hour visit with you.
Absolutely.
And we'll so listen next week.
And we can do it in person. Today. Yeah, we can do it in person, or I can do it by phone. So if somebody in Richmond just wants to call up, I'll be glad to schedule a phone consult.
There you go. Way to put her on the spot.
Got
there.
It.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody.
Bye.
Save your credit card and checks for next Sunday. See you then.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.rlc.net. The wake-up call is produced by Catherine Greiner. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.